127 people had signed up last night to share their views on a proposed housing development that would be located on vacant land adjacent to the Celestial Seasonings Tea Factory in Gun Barrel. It would include 268 rental apartments in 12 2-to-3-story buildings on 9.5 acres. It's a lot of density for the site, but the developer had sweetened the deal by offering to make a quarter of those units permanently affordable. Angela Mashaw called it a non-starter.
Based on the applicant's proposal, many deficiencies exist, coupled with ultra-high density rezoning request with zero mixed use, plopped in our low to medium density neighborhood, which lies nowhere near a walkable transit or retail center. It's a non-starter from the get-go.
Many speakers argued that a prairie dog habitat located at the site should be preserved, while others, like Lori Branch, said now was the time to take a broader look at development in general.
If this pandemic has taught us anything, it's the need to listen to intelligent voices, to look for the facts, the need for planning, the need for putting people above greed, and preserving the things that we value.
To fight the current proposal, residents established the Gun Barrel Community Alliance and hired an attorney who argued the area may need a moratorium on development so a sub-community plan can be developed.
Today, Gun Barrel needs to assess its few remaining undeveloped properties for future community needs, including a library annex, swimming pool, rec center, playing fields, green spaces, habitat, wildlife corridors, and parks. Temporary development moratoria ensure intelligent land use decisions reflecting core community values.
At the conclusion of the public hearing, Councilman Mark Wallach pulled no punches in his criticism of the proposal, calling it grotesquely out of character with the neighborhood.
In an era when we value 15-minute walkable neighborhoods, this is the furthest thing possible from meeting that objective. To me, this project is representing a bad bargain that we're asked to accommodate in order to obtain affordable housing.
Councilmember Mirabai Nagel echoed Wallach's concerns, saying she could not support the current proposal and would support a moratorium on development there. Most council members agreed it needed a significant overhaul, with Adam Swetlick suggesting he'd like to hear what Gun Barrel residents would approve, rather than just criticisms.
I really do appreciate all the community input on this. It's obvious that this is a fired-up community, and the residents of Gun Barrel, they put a lot into opposing this. My question is, where are we going to get those 68 units of permanently affordable housing that I think we desperately need in that area? And I would love to see the residents come out just as strongly with their proposals to find those 68 units. If not here, where? I would just love to see some alternative proposals along with all the opposition.
The developer, Coburn Partners, believes the development would help stabilize the perceived imbalance of housing and jobs in Boulder. No action was taken last night, and the concept will likely find its way back to the planning board and council in an altered form. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.